Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BBM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BBM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. And once again, thanks for joining us on BBM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord, burdens down. Since I laid my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down. Peace and greetings. Namaste. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Christ be with you. This is another broadcast coming from BBM Global Kingdom. And I am the host, speaker tonight, and senior pastor of the BBM Kingdom, the Elder George Rida. We give the Most High honor and praise and glory for bringing us to his Shabbat. Happy Shabbat, y'all. Shabbat Shalom. We thank you, Most High God, for bringing us to the seventh day on the night going into his Shabbat. And we thank you, Most High God, for just carrying us through the week and allowing us to make it to this Shabbat with no hurt, harm, or danger to ourselves, our family, or friends, Lord. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your strength, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your armor of protection, Lord, from day in and day out. And Lord, we thank you for your provisions that you blessed us with through the course of the week. Shelter over our heads, food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Lord, we thank you for being a way maker and a provider. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. And as you said, Lord, in your word, and we're going to read this scripture too before we get going today. Matthew, the sixth chapter, we're going to start at verse 24 to 34. We're going to read that. Because the reason why we have touched a lot of families, a lot of folks. There's a lot of folks that are going through homegoing celebrations, deaths that's been happening in a lot of families, and not only through our family, but friends and neighbors. And it's a very troublesome time right now. And even as we're going and we're coming out from the fourth year, going to the almost the fifth year of this pandemic thing and this COVID thing, a lot of folks still have a sense of uncertainty what tomorrow is going to be. But we, the Most High, that even through these years and coming to this point right now, that we're still here and we've made it through this pandemic. And dealing with the wearing of the mask and washing of our hands with sanitizer, and being careful of a large group get-togethers and gatherings. But we made it. We lost a lot of loved ones through this time and this period. Some folks more than others. But we've been praying, not only universal prayer, but for the God's people, that he continue to strengthen us, that he continue to allow his Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to go across the earth to teaching his people his truth and giving them wisdom and giving them understanding, not only of his love, but his mercy. And to give us the strength to overcome all types of situations that we may be dealing with in our life, whether it's sickness, disease, insecurities you may be experiencing, whether shelter, food, clothing, financial insecurities, medical insecurities. Lord, continue to provide for your people. Continue, Lord, to bless them. But as we have the chapter to read for us, the Matthew 6, starting at verse 24 to 34. But I also want to put out a prayer, and I want the chaplain to tune in on this also. A prayer of comfort. We're going to ask the chaplain to give us a prayer of comfort, a prayer of healing, and a prayer of peace for God's people, and even those that may not have a relationship with them yet and are straddling the fence, that are running and not knowing which way to turn or where the help come from. And we ask that the Most High give them understanding that the help comes from the hills, from the Most High, that he is the provider of all things. He is the way maker. He is the one that has the final say.
Mm-hmm.
Man here on this earth tried to be, in a sense, warmongers and gods of their own, passing judgments on other folks and other people, saying who lives and who dies, and taking life as though that they're the creator themselves. But we know that the Most High God is the only one that can take life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, vengeance is mine. Now that's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I know that anyone that I know that has an ought or has an issue against me or my family or anyone, took it up to the Most High. Because he's the one that has the armor of protection around me. He's the one you're going to have to deal with. Now, the reason why I say that, because I say that with power, because I'm not just a heathen. I am a person that's been transformed. A person that has repented, turned from my wicked ways. And his Holy Spirit has dwelt into my life. And I made a commitment to serve him. And he has blessed me because I am an ambassador of his,
mm-hmm.
a representative
mm-hmm.
of his. Now, I may not have everything perfect, I may not have done everything perfectly because I have not. But my life has changed.
Yep.
My walk has changed.
Yeah.
My talk has changed. And my relationship with him has changed since he came into my life.
Okay.
And a lot of folks that know me know that to the best of their knowledge and from what they see, the holiness and righteousness of the Most High, and hope for not only tomorrow, but hope for this time on this earth. Because I'm a living witness that no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what situation that just comes across you, whether it's life, death, sickness, illness, financial insecurity, family, breakup, turn away from you, that the Most High God is still the true and living God, and he's still on his throne. And never think that you are ever alone or by yourself, because he's always there. He gives us hope that, you know what? And this is the thing about running this race. Everybody thinks it's about who's the biggest, strongest, and the baddest. It's about, man, what are you made up of? Are you going to crumble when times get tough, hard, or you going through something? Or are you going to still praise the Almighty and shout with glory, thank you, Lord, no matter what, until the end? Things may not be working out for you. You may not have the riches of the world. You may not have all the strength. People may have walked away from you, turned their back on you. But there's God. But that inner strength, that inner peace, that Holy Spirit, that strength that you got internally and in your soul and in your spirit, is all about what Christ was teaching and ministering to about. If you just believe that the Heavenly Father sent him and raised him up from the grave, that you will have the keys of eternal life, that you will have that same power, resurrection power, that he had. Do you believe it? We've been going through so much things, and we've been dealing with such perilous times, brothers and sisters, that the time is coming towards the end. With the earthquakes, tornadoes, the hurricanes, the flooding, the fires, the wars, the murders, the killing of our children and our communities across the world on different continents. This Sodom and Gomorrah sin is running rampant, and everybody wants to have a deaf ear and blind eye on it, like it don't exist, like God didn't have his say on how he felt about it, and on how we live and how we treat one another. Like the word of God is obsolete now. Nobody wants to read the book or go to the scripture, the blueprint, the word. Everybody have their own say. Well, we're going to ask the chaplain, I wanted to tune in, to give us a prayer of comfort, a prayer of healing, a prayer of peace. And if she has a scripture to add on that, to add on with that. And then we're going to do and read that Matthew 6, 24-34. Chapman, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, Pastor George. When we say pray for peace, when we find peace, God wants us to slow down and open ourselves to the presence of the Most High. Yeah? And peace of mind. Now, if you want to look, you look at Luke 1:78-79, and because God is deep in our, is full of compassion, and he wants us to find peace and peace in him. And then when we find that peace, this is not the prayer. This is like the precursor to our prayer. There's strength once again. And then we can go and talk and say out loud a healing prayer, because we found the peace, and that peace gives us strength to pray. And whatever obstacles we may be facing, whatever person that gets in our way from obtaining what we need from the Most High, and you know, God is the Most High God, has given us everything, and we're talking about things that's facing as it relates to our health, our work, our family, relationships, and something else, and our purposes. There it is, our purposes. That's something else. And prayer always can find and provide comfort in the healing processes. So when we talk about, and Pastor talked about this COVID-19 pandemic that we are still surviving through, and those of us who are still here to witness to one another and to support each other's mental and emotional well-being, prayer has healing words. Prayer for the sick, alleviate some of the loneliness and isolation. And you know, that's what the enemy wants, is for us to be isolated. And that's what the pandemic did. It isolated a lot of us from family and friends. And we can only wave to them through a window. However, we still found comfort because God is a healing God. The Most High is a healing God.
Yes.
We pray for strength and pray for healing and pray for peace. We say, loving Father, Most High God, have the healing hands, for I believe that you have the will for me, for us, to be well in our mind, our body, our soul, and our spirit. So we ask Most High God to cover us with the precious blood of your Son, the Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. From the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. You told us in Jeremiah 17:14 that when you say, heal me, Lord, that I will be healed. Save me, Lord, I will be saved. For you are my heart's desire. And we believe that, Lord. And then you have mercy on us, and thank you for your mercy in Psalm 6:2, you have mercy. It says, mercy on me, Lord, because we are frail. We get broken up, and our ministry is called Broken Vessels at the Meeting Place. And because you know that we are broken, you can heal us, Lord, because the bones you created, the bones that might be shaking in terror, you have created them. So we have to have comfort in knowing who you are, Lord. Okay, Lord, you know I can talk. You created one of these talkers. And I just have one more thing I need to say, Lord God. In Isaiah 33:2, Lord, just show us your favor. We hope, we have our hope in you. You are our strength every morning when we get up and touch the floor. And our salvation is in you in times of distress. So, Lord, once again, we thank you for your healing power.
Yes.
We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for the strength that you have injected into us to have courage when we seem to be frail and when we seem to be ailing. Thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks to him for leaving us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, the Christ, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, we thank you for that prayer, Chaplain Mintz, going up. You know, a lot of folks are wondering, with all of these things that's going on the earth, pestilence and death and destruction, and these wars, they're wondering what tomorrow is going to bring. And if tomorrow come, and if the Almighty comes and cracks that open that sky, a lot of folks are really deeply genuine and worried about where are they going to go? Are they going to be with the Almighty? I mean, we go through our everyday life struggles here on this earth, providing for ourselves and for our family, trying to do the right thing, trying to position ourselves. But a lot of folks, I'm not sure, have they done enough? Now, they did the things here on this earth, Chapman, like, you know, as far as providing and this and that. Have they done enough for the Almighty? For him to say, well done, my faithful son.
Mm-hmm.
And will they be in the mix? Will they be amongst that number? And a lot of folks are worried about that. And that's why so many people now, they're going away from the contemporary same old church hurt and church stuff. Because a lot of these mega churches and these churches are not caring about the people.
Mm-mm.
And they're not ministering to the people as the body of Christ is supposed to be doing and the true church is supposed to do. Now everything is about politics. Everything is all about hurtfulness. Somebody getting their feelings hurt because the sin is exposed. And they don't want no one to say anything. Mm. They don't want it to be out in the forefront or no one to talk about it. They want to brush it under the rug and act like it don't exist. And walking around just crying like a little baby because their darkness is exposed to the light. And they don't like it. Whiners. But yet they want to continue on in the darkness, in the evilness, in the dark. And even a lot of it is coming to the light now or to the forefront. And they want everyone to, like I said earlier, to have a blind eye and a deaf ear. Like it don't exist. Like they're wrong. It's not wrong anymore. That it's okay. It's a new way, a new way of acceptance. That the Most High is for all people, and whatever they do, and whatever they say. We know the righteousness of God. We know what his kingdom is about. We know what the truth is. And we know what is a lie. And we know those who've been hiding behind the lie and the truth. Because you know by the actions. Now, you know, we've all fallen short. But through grace and mercy, we have a second chance with the Almighty through his son Christ. But are we worshiping and following the true Christ? Christ said that many are going to come in my name claiming to be me and fooling a lot and deceiving many. But we know what the word said, that there's only going to be a remnant that's going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be part of that number? Are you going to be part of that remnant? Have you done enough in your life, or have you lived that life so that if the Almighty came, that he would say, well done, my faithful servant? We know we dealing with one another, folks coming at you from every direction. Everyone needs a hand. Everyone needs help. And there's nothing wrong with helping your brother or your sister in a situation, but how much is that sometimes is this game and scheme?
Well,
because the thing is, look, if I need help, I'm going to be genuine. I'm not going to just ask you for help unless I really need it. I'm not going to just do it just for a game for myself or to get over or just to exploit the goodness or the kindness of a person. I'm not going to do that because I know it's going to be a time, and we've all experienced it, where you really need help, where you really need a helping hand. And most of the time when you're good-hearted and you're true, the Almighty opens the door where he will allow that help to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the scripture of what we're going to read. And it's Matthew's the 6th chapter, verses 24-34. You can do New Living or King James.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation.
Yes. Now, this scripture that the chaplain is about to read is going to explain the same thing that we're dealing with right now. Life situations, world situations, and all the things that we're thinking about as human beings. Hope. What is the creator? What is the most high?
No one can serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
For you will hate one and love the other.
Yeah.
You will be devoted to one and despise the other.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot serve both God and money.
Look at that.
That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink.
Look at that.
Or enough clothes to wear.
Wait a second. Isn't that what everyone is worried about right now? For one day, this is something very important in what Christ is explaining here. You can't have two masters. Because everyone, their God is sometimes money, power, fame.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone, mm-hmm. computer.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it is. A chain. Gold chain. Jewelry.
New Air Jordans.
And sneakers. Yeah, new shoe clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And read that again one more time. Read that one more time again.
That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink,
yes.
or enough clothes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing?
Now, wait a minute. Now, you see how basic life is more than just food and clothing and stuff. Right now, we're coming up to the time of the winter solstice celebration. Now, everyone knows what that is, during the winter solstice and the celebration and the capitalization of the financial regeneration of the economy during this time of the winter solstice, when it's a great celebration, when everyone is spending maxing out the credit cards, buying things that they know they can't afford, spending money that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Right now at this time, where their utilities are about to be cut off, okay? They don't have food in their refrigerator, but yet they're going out to buy the newest thing. You know, there's something wrong with that. And the mindset of that spirit. And then try to say that it's based upon Christ. During this time and during this season, a lot of folks are being broken. A lot of folks are in destitute situations. And then the time comes where a lot of folks have to understand what are your needs and what are your wants. Because that's what I think a lot of people struggle with, knowing what their needs are and what their wants are, and prioritizing which is which and which is the better, which is the most sincere thing that is needed. Read.
Look at the birds.
Mm-hmm.
They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?
Yes.
Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you.
Yes.
Why do you have so little faith?
Mm.
So don't worry about these things saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows
yes.
all your needs.
Yes, he does.
Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Now, that was Matthew, the 6th chapter, 24 through 34, the New Living Translation. And I just want to share with you, family, what Matthew 6, 33 and 34 share with you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So I just read the 33rd and the 34th for the 6th chapter of Matthew, just for further understanding, but always read the translation. We recommend New Living Translation and King James, if they could sit next to each other. And then, of course, when you use the Amplified Bible, you have maybe four or five different translations right next to each other. And that just helps with our comprehension and our study.
Yes, that was good, Chaplain. And this is another thing, just like as you just read, right? When you said, and the question was asked, all these things, if you seek in the kingdom and the righteousness of God, all these things. I think some people got a misunderstanding what all things mean. Does that mean just only part of what you need? Just shelter? Is it just that? Or is it just food? Or is it just clothing? Or is it just finances?
Everything.
Or is, what is it? Relationship?
Everything.
Okay. All. No, wait. It's only just part of it.
Everything.
It says all things that you are seeking of, all things that you are in need of, will be provided. Everything.
Everything.
See, this is what people are missing here. And God will take care of his own. And even if you ain't living right, even if you ain't doing right, he'll still show you his power.
Yep.
That he can do all things. To the non-believer,
yep.
to make you a believer, to show you his power, his glory, and it. It's been a blessed time. And we've come with scripture, we come with prayer. But most of all, we come to you. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for being part of the BBM Global Kingdom. And we pray that you'll be able to join us again, even on a Sabbath day, on the Shabbat, on the day. So you continue to be blessed. And remember, you stay in that word. You meditate on it day and night. And you continue the prayer of healing, prayer of peace, prayer of unity, prayer of hope. And as you lay down tonight, we ask to pray that the Almighty Saints, guardian angels, will watch over you and your family, friends, and neighbors. And remember that Yeshua, Yeshaya, Christ, is the living word. Until next time, God bless you. Peace, y'all. Shalom.
Shalom, family. In a minute. We're logged out.
Well, why didn't you say?
You sure didn't.
What
happened? No, no.
How do you know we logged out?
Because I got a log in over here. It says log in. So I hit logged out.
So why didn't you tell you then such and such and such?
I don't know, Georgie.
Strange. See what Rashad and I'm talking about. Oh, so I can get ready for my doggone mountain trout and spots.
Greens. You want that done tonight?
Man, you know it.
Huh?
I want a piping hot piece.
Tonight?
You know
for real?
Yeah, man.
George.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's right.
How so?
That's right. I'm tired of being denied the finer things.
Oh?
The finer things that we went through all the trouble to get that fresh. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Fresh. You know. Fresh. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for a piping hot piece. And some hot sauce and ketchup on it. Slice of bread. You know, my cabbage, man. Get some cornbread. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
So you want me to cook tonight?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Yeah, man. I've been waiting long enough. Say we had that stuff since 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. This is what, 6 hours ago?
Okay. What does that mean?
That's it. We had it since 6. We were back here at 2. Mm-hmm. Okay, man. Oh, my eyebrows. Get you, man. Okay. You know what?
Mm-mm.
Go and lick my underarm.
The Bible.
Okay.
Is it hard to understand?
Did I just come out of this story?
Mm-mm, this is new. 3 hours ago. Discussion with the elders. Patreon update.
Hebrew and Bible Academy. You're invited.
Come on in. Hit that like button.
Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Come on in.
Here it is. 30 minutes for this one.
Shabbat shalom.
And he's got 3 hours that he did yesterday.
What was yesterday?
Now I have to stop this to look at it.
The greatest gift. The Lord held the
world. To a land where no man can. That's the video.
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Because I'm already at 100%.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Ricard Shaw, the Gathered of Christ Church here with our weekly Patreon update. Hope you all are doing well. Shabbat Shalom to those throughout the four corners of the earth. Yes, the sun going down. Yes, I say my little prayer and we're going right into Patreon. I'm sorry I'm a little late, okay? I just needed a little rest. I had to rest earlier, you know. I wanted to lay down and get myself some rest, but I didn't want to disappoint you, brothers and sisters. So I said, you know what, let me come on, even if it's for a few minutes, give an update, let you know everything is fine, and I have some serious information to actually convey. All right, come on in. It's not going to be too long, okay? I'm not going to stay too long today on Patreon, so bear with us. Bear with me, and be patient with me, brothers and sisters. You know, just work with me on the other side, and I'll make sure that we'll give more time for our patronies next Friday also, okay? First and foremost, I would like to say all praises be to the Most High, Bahashim Yeshaya, Wurrawak. I'm Elder Ricard Shaw of the Gathering of Christ Church. And yes, I hope you all are doing fine. And yeah, there's a lot going on in the earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no way I could stay away with some of this information that I've come by, right? Now, for the Patreonies, for those, the loyal Patreon members, we're going to bring in an herbologist, an herb specialist, okay, to answer some questions, okay, to answer some serious questions in case you would like to get full control of your health and understand what herbs the Most High put in the earth to do so. Well, we have an expert who will be there to answer those questions in specific for about 30 minutes, okay? Said I was going to do it. Let's get it done, all right? Speaking of health, there's a lot of weird things going on out there. Weird things. I mean, brothers and sisters, it's anonymous, but there was a situation where a brother was in a hospital. You know, he wasn't feeling too bad and went to get a checkup. Just went to get a normal checkup in the hospital, you know. They say his pressure was a little high, whatever the case is or whatever. And I was speaking to the brother. He sound fine to me. And he said an Asian doctor came out of nowhere and stated that they wanted to put him in the IUC or whatever the case
is. ICU.
And I can tell that he was disturbed with the information, feeling better. A few IVs or whatever the case is, he started to feel a little better, and he wondered, why are you trying to put me in the ICU? Intensive care? I'm fine, look. And he said he experienced something that he's never experienced before. He's like, you know what? I'm getting out of here.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm not going to divulge the brother's name or location. I'm just giving you some of what I'll be experiencing in some of these phone calls. This was yesterday. The brother put on his clothes and whatever the case is, right? You know, he proceeded to leave the hospital going into the lobby. And the Asian doctor comes running behind him. You're going to die. You're going to die. Your organs are going to shut down. You got to get back into the hospital.
He's like, what?
And
that's what
I followed up today and called the brother. He's perfectly fine. Organs are fine. His body's fine. I mean, I wonder what that was about. Right? So, I don't know. Some weird stuff has been going on, folks. Weird stuff. And it seems as if our people are on the bad end of some of this. I don't know, but just be careful. Just all I have to say is be careful out there. Yeah. You only get one of these, take full ownership of it. And the only thing I can think about is how many people have went to these places or whatever the case is without that mental fortitude and that spiritual fortitude to take ownership and have just done exactly what anyone else out there was telling them or whatever. I'm going to leave it there. But I have my own speculations on what possibly could have been there, but I'll leave that for another time, what they were doing, but I'll leave that for another time.
What do you think, George?
But weird, eerie experience. Mm. I mean, it was even weird for him. He says he's never seen anything like that before.
False read.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where are we? Is this so-called America? Did you ever see a doctor come down in the lobby and with no decorum at all, screaming at a person, get back into the bed?
You gonna die?
I digress. Yeah, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I got my ginger, liquid ginger extract.
Yep.
This is some good stuff, folks. Liquid ginger extract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of use this lemon and ginger in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for my throat.
Yep.
I was singing last night or whatever the case is, recording some stuff.
You just gave yourself a
white health. I have this boy, and it does wonders for my throat, right?
Yep, it does.
So if you're singing out there, get this right here. This lemon herbal ginger extract. It works great for the throat. A lot of health benefits. I love it. Speaking of health benefits, I got a herbologist that'll be waiting on the other side to answer questions in case people have questions concerning, you know, herbs usually work for certain organs and all that the Most High created. Of course, you know, this is their expertise. This is their wheelhouse. I'm a Bible man, but it's good to hear others who have that ancient, I would say that ancient historical information on how we were able to tend to our bodies in ancient times and live well over 100 years, you know, without all this other stuff going on in the world today. Okay, I'm trying to speak guardedly, but we're going to have them on the other side for you loyal Patreon members, so get ready for that. Yeah, that's her texting right now. Okay. All right, that's her text. Okay. Let me let sister know that her name is Sister Crystal. She'll be on the other side. Let me let her know. Okay, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and we'll be ready. All right, 5 minutes. Someone says, oh, Aunt B make ginger lemon jelly. Go on, girl. All right, but anyway, speaking of doctors and some weird stuff, folks, brothers and sisters, do y'all remember this report I did last week? Do y'all remember this report? Speaking of some weird stuff, look at this. And, of course, the lines will be open after I segue over, okay, after I segue over to Patreon, all right? Let me know, do you all remember this, brothers and sisters, last week, this weird story? Now, don't forget, during the pandemic.
The plan, the pandemic.
I said that after they began to open things up, we're gonna find ourselves witnessing a lot of weird, anomalous behavior. I said that. And I don't know if you all remember this, right? Let me play it. Last week.
From the Secure Community Network.
Right.
Has seen a 200.
Y'all remember this? I showed this last week.
Well, tonight, a woman faces charges after police say she crashed her car into a north side building Hebrew Israelite symbol on the front door.
IMPD says the woman told officers she did it on purpose.
WRTV's Rachel Wilkerson spoke to the owners of the building located near 35th and Keystone Avenue who claimed they were attacked.
Surveillance video from the Israelite School of Universal Practical Knowledge, or UPK, shows a car pulled into the parking lot Friday, stopped, and then moved forward. It stops recording as the owner says the woman reversed and crashed into the building. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police says the woman told officers she purposely did this because of a Hebrew Israelite symbol on the door and referenced her, quote, people back in Palestine.
So that's a common misconception that we are affiliated with them in any type of way, that our holy signet, that our holy shield, the shield of day of...
Okay, let me make it clear. This symbol right here has nothing to do with King David,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
The upside-down triangle.
For those who don't know, that our holy signet... For those who don't know, in the 90s, up until the early 2000s, I made it up into a non-shield general in the Israeli School of UPK, then the Israeli Church of UPK.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the knowledge of this doctrine where there, people are claiming that this symbol is the shield or star of David. It isn't. According to
mm-hmm.
history, it's the star of Moloch.
Moloch, Remphan.
Okay. I'm outside of the political and religious side of it. This go into what you would call the seal of Solomon for Solomonic magic. When Solomon began to go off, he began to go off and sleep with these witches of the Edomites and Egyptians. And he also was a part of what? Child sacrifice that led to the split between Israel and Judah. So this symbol has ancient history to it. Ancient pagan satanic history. So all due respect to this young man who is probably just repeating what he's been told. You can easily Google Seal of Solomon. Google Star of Moloch, Star of Remphan, mm-hmm. and this symbol comes up.
Okay.
In our current time, during the Rothschilds, when they built a red door, mm-hmm. they built a red door in Jerusalem or Israel amongst the Rothschilds. This particular symbol was on the door of the Rothschilds, the red child, under Megan David. And initially, or eventually under Megan David, they began to rename this Star of David in our modern time, in our current times. That's where you get the name David attached to the symbol. It's under the Megan David. It has nothing to do with King David. Okay, it's history. That's all just history.
Yeah.
I have a lot of books
fair
back
use.
Here.
Fair use.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I even have the pagan Canaanite books, the gods of the Canaanites,
mm-hmm.
and all of that to show you that the Star of David isn't what the world powers are telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to set the record straight. Stop calling this a signet for our people. But I digress. That's not the reason I'm going to the story, but I like to get the record straight historically going into some of this, okay?
Officers, she purposely did this because of a Hebrew Israelite symbol on the door and referenced her, quote, people back in Palestine.
So that's a common misconception that we are affiliated with them in any type of way, that our holy signet, that our holy shield, the shield of King David that represents Christ our King,
no, that does not represent Christ our King. Nowhere in the Bible is the Star of Moloch related to Christ. Okay?
These are UPK people.
Associated with the Israeli or the Jewish population, which we have no affiliation with.
Kaposh says four children and a father were inside at the time of the...
Now, you notice they cut him off because he says, even though this is being touted as an anti-Semitic attack, that
mm-hmm.
the Israeli Church of UPK have no affiliation with the Jewish people when it comes to that specific religion. What I'm probably saying is the only commonality between the two is the fact that they both have a commonality with that particular symbol. Okay?
No one was injured, and the woman was charged with criminal recklessness. The FBI and Metro Police are investigating.
They're going to be looking for any federal nexus in terms of the crimes that were committed. They'll be working closely with local police to determine what's the appropriate level of prosecution.
Brad Swim is a...
See, now, what's more important, I believe, than the event in which no one was hurt? Thank the Most High, no one was hurt. What I feel... The more important piece that we need to focus on is what this guy is saying right here. Not the event, thank the Most High that no one was hurt, but we should more so focus on how they are seeking or what type of laws are going to be drafted on the federal level now that this has happened. Right? Because the laws that are going to be put in place is to protect who? The people from Israeli Church of UPK?
No.
So we should be focusing on, all of a sudden, what he's saying. Because this is what's going to affect us going forward. And then we're going to swing back and talk about this woman, this anomalous woman that no one wants to talk about anymore, but we found something.
Going to be looking for any federal nexus in terms of the crimes that were committed.
Federal nexus. What type of federal nexus that we have in place for anti-Semitic actions against someone, right? Intentional acts of hate. Because that's all we believe is right now, right? Hold tight.
Working closely with local police to determine what's the appropriate level of prosecution.
Brad Swim is the region.
Because whatever they put in place is for the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go talk to this woman. Let's see what's going on with this woman real quick, if you will. Not talk to her, but let's see. I have something up here. Give me one moment. Computer's acting a little out right now. One second here. One moment. And all of a sudden, the computer is just acting out. Right? One second. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do it this way. One second, folks. Don't worry about it. If you're on Patreon, folks, I'm going to use a different computer. Because obviously something is going on here. One second. All right. Okay, here it is. So, Shapat, Elder Shapat, followed up on this particular piece when it comes to this woman. I said, listen, we need to follow this woman. We need to figure out why the Palestinian woman, as the media framed it, who out of nowhere, under the cover of night, seen a Star of David on the side of a building, a house-turned church, and felt the need to target this particular building. I'll say this looks very, very suspicious, right? So what do we have here, folks? Let me pull it up, if it will allow me here. Here it is right here. Here it is. Check this out, folks.
Digging and stuff, kind of look at you. Be quiet.
Woman. Now, look at this. All this stuff is in the way. It's a bunch of crap. Hold on. Hey, folks, the computer is absolutely... Hold on. Let me get it. This computer is wigging out, too. Look at this. Woman. woman who plowed car through Jewish building. Now, we know this was an Israeli Church of UPK building, but they have pivoted. Woman who plowed car through Jewish building was in drug-induced episode. Mm-hmm. Remember I said we need to look into this? Whether or not this was an institutionalized situation? Because when I look in the Project Paperclip and all these other weird, you know, medical scenarios that happened after World War I, World War II, and under Project Paperclip, a lot of those scientists, those psych scientists, began to operate within the United States, right? And, you know, these people like others, like, you know, I think Kanye mentioned, like, there was some weird guy who was doing some things with him or whatever the case is, but I digress. When it comes to the mental side of things, woman who plowed car through Jewish building was in a drug-induced episode and doesn't remember attack. Mm-hmm. Doesn't remember attack? Of course she was, you know, driven emotionally for the protection of her people, understanding what's going on over there in the Middle East. So why, you think that this would be an event that she would forget?
It was in the
New
York Post.
That she intentionally ran into a building? Folks, what's really going on here? Where did she come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where did she come from? Huh? And what are they putting, what are they drafting in law because of this incident within the United States? And how will they tie that eventually to turning around and coming against such as that? I'm just going to pose a question. Not from any group or people in particular. Were they sending out subtle, I would say, warnings?
To whom?
Of what to prepare for or what to expect in the future. Like things like this where a person pops out of nowhere who don't even remember what she did. Was that a shot, was that one of the first shots over the barrel to say, listen, we can put hands on you? You know? Now, there's not much I can say on this side, but I'm definitely going to talk on the Patreon side. Because laws are being drafted in place where it's shifted from UPK to something that protects another group of people. Where federal law is being drafted and that's going to make it even, you know, get more protection, which leads to, hey, if for more protection, I'm going to need more finances to be protected. And nothing for the people who were actually attacked. And then on top of that, laws are being drafted and all that. And on top of that, guess what? It also says that what? Listen to me clearly. Look at this. She don't even remember it happening, folks. Mm. But check this out. Check out what they're drafted in finances because of this. Schumer wants $1.2 billion in security funding for U.S. religious groups. Intolerance has reached a boiling point. $1.2 billion. Because of what has happened that goes in the coffers of those who are being attacked. Huh? You talk about killing about 3-4 birds with one stone, but I digress. That's all I can say on this side. That's all I can say on this side, but hey, something is being funded in the United States. And I don't believe those funds are for the religions, such as those who believe that our people are the lost tribes of Israel. Let me put it that way. Hey, folks, it's about to, like my son say, it's about to get popping out here. When you look at MK Ultra, when you look at all of these other things, why they want the earth in a drug-induced state as a form of control, a lot of these German testing that came out of World War I and World War II, mind control and all these others. And then when you look at some of the stuff people have in them every day, believing that it's probably protecting them or whatever, could this be a part of the controlling mechanism I said that we would experience once things open back up? Huh? I'm just saying, folks. Well, that's all I have for you right now, folks. I have to give my Patreon members some time. So from 5 to 6, we'll be doing Patreon. Right now, I'm going to go over to Patreon, answer a few health questions, and continue this conversation to see where this goes. All I have to say is this. Brothers and sisters that are on the street teaching, be very, very careful. Because I don't believe it's going to be the enemy that's going to come and cause certain provocation issues outright. I believe that a lot of these so-called, what probably be psych jobs that are being prepared for this moment as front people to be the ones who deal with the provocation with Israelites on the street claiming that what? Mistaken identity. Claiming mistaken identity. Claiming that these are Israelis who were against my killing my Palestinian people, and now I must retaliate. And since I can't get to these other people, I can conveniently get to these guys with the same six-pointed star in front of their religious teachings. They have set the stage, folks. They have set the stage to understand what's coming when it comes to provocations. They can actually get some of these people who could be, like, who knows, nut jobs to do their dirty work. So, all right. So we'll be right back. I'm bringing Crystal on for health questions. Hold tight.
Crystal doesn't go by Crystal.
On Patreon, we're coming over.
Same one, is it?
Come to Patreon. Patreon.com/agather144. Let's continue this conversation on the other side. Shalom.
All right, black man, what you want me to do? What you want me to do?
What is that noise?
You mean popping gum?
It sounds like water. You don't hear that?
No.
Water spilling. Was that you?
Nope.
So where was that coming from?
I don't know, Terry.
All right. What you saying? What I want you to do as far as what? My dinner?
Uh-huh.
I told you. I want that my hot piece of fish that I was promised.
You want the spots? And the mountain trout? Well, yeah. I would just cook it all there, right?
Yeah, man.
Now, I need to ask you, it's after sun is down.
Hey, man, look, we haven't been regarding that. We've been just like, look, doing what we wanted, what we want to do, disregarding the whole thing. So why not?
Who's been disregarding stuff?
Hey, no, I mean.
Since when?
Hey, yeah, I've been thinking about it before, so let's cook it.
Well, I haven't done any cooking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's right.
Okay. In a bottle so I can put it in the freezer. What's wrong with you?
I'm hungry. You ain't feed me yet.
Okay. It's just 3 minutes. Bishop Hennings. No, that's the one in Buffalo. Huh? Say it again. Huh? It was only 3 minutes, honey. I got you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
got powder down here?
No.
I mean, I need body powder.
No.
You sure?
You're supposed to have that.
I'm talking about you. Talking about for, man. Sticking. You ain't got that down here for real?
Nope.
Why not?
Because you're supposed to have some.
You don't want to be changing your pads.
Yeah, but I don't.
Sprinkle none on you?
Huh? No, I wash it off with a wipe and go on about my business. I don't use the, what's that stuff called? The,
some baking soda in there.
Does
that work?
Baking soda or, what's the other one?
Cornstarch?
No, no. Oh, God, cornstarch. Cornstarch works, too. So I'm surprised you don't have that down here also. Why don't you have that down here, George? Bump this up. Oh, here.
What's that?
Hmm? I did have some.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What is this?
Baby powder.
Where did you get this at?
I said I did have some down here. Because when I was going to take the hair off my chest, I need that to make my...
Is it open?
Yeah. It's open right now.
You have to change your pad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gonna cook it in a big pan?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Why?
It tastes better. Look, I don't want no fish. I don't just mess with you. Give me up some of them shrimps and that steak and a piece of that chicken. Give me a little bit of them beans and rice. Now we got some of that, right?
Yeah, beans and rice, chicken strips, meat.
Yep, and I don't want a whole lot.
Huh?
Don't give me a whole lot. Just give me a little bit of beans. You got some more of them peppers and onions in there, right, honey?
Huh?
Is there still peppers and onions left? Peppers and onions. Is there any more peppers and onions left in the steak?
Yeah. You mean that was in the food, right?
Yeah. Mm. Now, how'd you cut that steak up for me? Just the small pieces. I won't make no mess up here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not ready yet. It's almost there. Yeah.
Don't make that stuff too hot. Okay. Okay. Where you put them donuts? You got some donuts in there?
Huh?
Where you put them donuts?
You don't eat donuts. I won't even try it.
Can you just feed that cat?
Yeah.
Every time you go in the kitchen, don't mean anything.
You got cross rocks and higher candy right in here.
Mm-hmm.
Jolly Rogers, Ranchers.
Like a Mexican?
Yeah, the original one. Huh.
Whoa.
Okay.
You don't got the assorted candy with me. Like this an art candy, assorted candy.
Uh-huh.
It might be ready now. Uh-oh.
done now.
I put it in a styrofoam plate to protect your chair cover.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those cold water today?
Yeah. You want another one?
Yeah. You cut it up, right? See?
Yeah.
It's
a
spoon
or fork. That's a spoon.
Is he in there with you? Huh? He can?
Dried up. Here's your water.
Oh, that's some water. Oh, man.
And it wasn't hot enough. It's 9:12.
Yeah.
It's called Raid the Cage. It's a game.
77.
But the game with Atlanta.
I don't know.
They're playing Atlanta tonight.
Scoring quick offensive player with the response.
Third quarter run.
Harris catches the three. D-back and Tobias delivers.
Hit one earlier from the right foul line extended. That time from the left hash mark in.
93-71. Atlanta 5:40 to go in the third. That's off Tobias the rebound.
Maxie with a challenge from behind. I think it played a role on that Murray attempt.
Embiid to Maxie. Back to Embiid. Harris, good fake to the right, comes back left. Leaves Joel alone, took all the traffic towards the cup, and then beats the big fella who knocks down the jumper.
Most important part of that traffic was Capella. He sunk in and had the help on that drive. That left JoJo at the foul line open.
And that time, this game is 73. Murray with an off-back in front. Unable to do so. Melton fighting. Bay throws it up and in. And draws the foul. Impressive stuff from the Villanova product, Sadiq Bey.
Frustrating if you're DeAnthony because you had inside position on that rebound and you went up multiple times to come up with it. Watch it again. Just couldn't. Capella, the taller player over DeAnthony's back, keeping it alive. Watch it there again. DeAnthony with yeoman's effort and then the other helper coming in the form of Bey.
Now whistles on Pat Beverly. 2 seconds. Bey gets the free throw. And now for Sadiq Bey off the bench for Atlanta. Second in-season tournament game for the Hawks. Third for the Sixers. Sixers 1-1 in group play. Hawks 1-0. They need the Pistons in Detroit all season. Double comes. And we need the house. Bucket 5, and Embiid launches and hits, making it look easy. Joel with 25 now tonight.
One of a couple of times, maybe 3 or 4, where he's had to make something out of nothing at the end of a shot clock.
Murray, on his hips, lost his footing, lost the basketball, Melton with it.
No foul there. He didn't have possession as he went up.
Another foul, Melton. Beverly gets fake. Tyrese Maxey wide open in the corner. Get it for Tyrese Maxey.
If Johnson forced to make a decision, he was the lone defender. Who do I stay with, Maxey or Pat Bev? He initially was on Bev, but then had to kick over, couldn't get to Maxey in time.
Back in front, 78-76. Johnson turned the corner, faking the handoff, way off on the floater. Beverly the floorboard. Once more, Tyrese Maxey right to the cup and draws a foul. Great aggressiveness from Tyrese Maxey.
Well, defender Bogdanovich, here's that last exchange. Pat Bev keeps it over to Tyrese, who's ready to shoot. The lone defender back there, Johnson, unable to cover two. Tough to be in two places at once. Good recognition offensively by Will Six.
17 for Tyrese. 17 for Tobias, 25 for Joel Embiid. And Tyrese hits the first. Jaden Springer back in for the Sixers. Springer, Maxey, Beverly, House, and Embiid. So smaller lineup other than the big fella. So they're earning his minutes after that great performance against the Celtics on Wednesday night. And the Sixers still perfect. 18 of 18 from the free throw line tonight. Sixers on a 7-0 run.
You know those numbers. You're encouraged and bolded to continue to attack and get to the line.
Bogdanovich searching for just a little bit of space, and Embiid doesn't allow it. The head to House. Danny Wilhelms Jr. up and in. He's okay. Making sure the Bogdan's okay. I love D-House.
Making friends. Nice finish on that break by D House.
Took out the Tigers on the baseline after the finish and made sure they were okay before continuing the play. Bogdanovich, no again. Embiid altered that shot as well.
House with the blockout on the Kongu.
If we're starting to feel it here at the end of this third quarter, two-man game. Great look. D House back-to-back buckets. And a timeout called by Quinn Snyder and the Hawks.
Excellent weak side action from House. That was by design. We'll show you the other end of the floor. Joel stopping the drive, coming up with the steal, kicks it to Daniel, finishes in transition, and then a little pick and roll. The roll finds House for two.
Can we just get hustled? There's no way there was 70.
Interesting. It's both electric and a gas car.
Yeah. Like the paradox.
You put the remote
over.
Yep.
Electric for short trips.
It's on the chair.
For long. It really is both. The first step, Lexus RX plug-in hybrid.
Winter. We warm up outside. Not in. We build bad castles. Not snowmen. We shake. Not shivers. And our people. Clearly cold if they try.
Like a responsible family guy. You looking for something with a little more space? Since it's a Volkswagen signed in drive event, I just see your signature right here. Oh, you do have a driver's license, right?
I have mine.
Perfect timing.
With the click of a pen, you can get a new Volkswagen at the signed in drive event. Hurry in to beat the new 2024 Tiguan for zero down, zero deposit, zero first month payment, and zero due at signing.
As the official ticketing partner of the Philadelphia 76ers, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of seats so you never miss a game, and when you can't make it, easily sell your seats to another fan at Ticketmaster.com/76ers to buy or sell your tickets today. Great story by Joel, Tyrese, Seahawks, and the Sixers the last couple of minutes. 11-06ers run has given the Sixers its 84-76 lead.
Oh, yeah, use the other one. Use the other machine. The other, the little thing. Turn it down.
Bucket is a third.
And Sixers are six for their last six, Allah. The Hawks just won for their last six. The Knickers, it's kind of like that. It's really sloppy, weird, disjointed first quarter for both teams. Then the Hawks found something in the second quarter, and now the Sixers. We've seen this a few games already this season, Allah. Nice fight in this third quarter.
Sometimes it isn't pretty, but your will to compete and succeed goes a long way. Just play hard and play through things.
So, first to the foul on Trey Young. First on Jaden tonight, too. Let's play it again. Up with big block and a rebound and doing what he can defensively to just slow these guys down. Young just 3-9 from the floor. Dante Murray, 2-12. And the Sixers defense doing a good job of limiting the stars for this Hawks team.
Haven't seen the like in years past, turn the corner and live in the paint. Haven't been robbed like they used to throw, whether it was to John Collins or others. Collins gone now, of course.
This is where we stand right now, all in the East Group A. Pacers with those two wins. They beat the Cavs in their opener. Pacers 1-1. This is the Hawks' first in-season tournament game at home. They just played in Detroit on Tuesday. But gonna need to win at least two to stay alive. So Sixers need to win this one to stay alive, and then we'll see the Hawks Tuesday night at Wells Fargo Center.
Well, we're not done with this fourth quarter yet, huh?
Up and in! Good work by Jaden Springer. He needs to love playing on this court.
Nice movement off the ball. to talk about cutting.
And Donovan shirts, and he gets up for it.
How good Kelly Oubre was at cutting, while others now starting to pick up some of the slacks.
Embiid, another, oh, almost had that pass. He had the cutting springer, but that pass deflected. Drew Donovich does well to keep his pivot foot down, spins around, and drills the three.
Got good size to begin with, but Donovich, a guy who hasn't been out on the floor a lot lately, he's got to be feeling just elated to be out here, healthy, being able to do his thing.
Got a fear player out of Serbia, Bogdanovic. Maxi's hesitation and a foul. This is what Tyrese said after the last couple of games, that he knows that this is the game plan on him now. It's to be physical with him and try to slow him down. This guy is physical in his own right.
He's got the ability to go around the other side of the rim, Jaden, and finish.
Foul on Maxi.
He's so quick off the floor.
You don't want to use it, you know, be streaky. His last name is Springy. I try to avoid that, even though it's easy. But he is. Indeed, the face on the free throw line. No Springer, though.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
All effort.
Court, not liking that call either.
It was all effort. Just because Matthew's got an elite effort doesn't mean it's a foul.
He's allowed to make a play on the ball. It's a loose ball. By the definition, it's a 50-50 ball. You could argue he was first to it. Yeah. Somehow, that is a foul on Jaden. Done wrong there, I believe. Done wrong.
I will take that any day of the week from you, James Springer.
Yeah, it was a hustle foul. You're okay with that.
Second personal on Jaden. So the Hawks will be in the bonus for the final. Buck 22. Love what this guy's bringing. 21 years old, his third season, the 28th overall pick at Tennessee back in 2021. As Al mentioned, spent the last couple of years in the G League. G Finals MVP last year, actually had one of his best NBA games ever. Second to last game of the season here in Atlanta. Won the G League title on Thursday, then flew down here. And put the three by 19 points in an overtime win over Young and the Hawks. And Bede turning the corner. The no-look to D. House for three. It's good! Daniel L. House, bullseye!
Pulls out his arrow and shows it to the Atlanta bench.
I told him I'd get a bullseye in there, so I'm going to try to kill him green again. And Beverly whistles for that foul.
Watch this Joel pass again. We drive and kick. That's some point guard stuff right there being done by the 7-footer. One more time. Drive, draw, and then kick. And well, ready to shoot.
Seven assists tonight. The only guy with more assists. He's also had 7, but Trey Young has 9. You mentioned it. Your center, your big guy, with 7 dimes.
Well, rightfully so. Whenever he does drive an attack, he's going to draw a crowd because he is Joel Embiid. And then that leaves opportunities for others if you can find it.
Springer takes it 1-3, James Springer. Out. Off the iron, Embiid, the offensive rebound, the finish, and the foul. And then Joel thinking, I want to keep my money. I'm just gonna
watch it again here. Shot goes up. Who's weak side blocking out? Doing his work early. Joel Embiid. Okongwu there in a position.
Still perfect from the line, 19 for 19. Joel has 9 of those, 28 tonight for MB.
Which is winning the edge and rebounding right now, 33-30.
Slight. Get that into the game on.
Yeah, they were down. It's a slight lead, but yep. They were down in that category. Wow.
Young from the logo.
That was in Smyrna.
I think down here they call it from Trey downtown, not way downtown.
Yeah, right.
final shot of this quarter as the Sixers won it. Back to Embiid, skip pass, Springer pulls up, off iron, but Beverly hit the deck. And they're going to think he was pushed to the floor. John Okongwu. Not happy about it. With 0.4 to go in the quarter. And the Hawks had one of these in the first half as well.
Watch it right there. I mean,
that's right, George.
So clear. The official right there along the baseline. Like, there's nobody in between. You can't really blame him for calling.
That's why I put the dish out there underneath it.
What do you think the Congress said? But he was in front of me, and I wasn't happy with him. I pushed him.
What's wrong with him?
I only had two hands to put on him. I would have put more of this
to him. He was in my way. Family hits and goes.
Good third quarter as it comes to an end here for your 76ers.
Really good third quarter, And Young does that because he doesn't want his percentage to go down. Do that before the buzzer, Trey. Then maybe it would count. Sixers put up 37 in the third, fourth quarter after this.
94-87.
94-87, Sixers. In this NBA season, we are just getting started. So lace them up and make it a daily same-game parlay. With more markets than ever before, combine your favorite player points, rebounds, assists, and more. Take your game to a new level and make it a same-game parlay. Points Bet, the Fanatics experience. More rewards, more merch, and way more to come.
Hey, y'all, that's all right. I really believe that this is a game based on energy.
Can be right back on the board. Harris run the floor. It lays it up and in.
Play hard. Guard hard. They appreciate the small things in the coach. They appreciate a guy taking a shot. They appreciate a guy down for the ball. It's a hard-working city.
Really?
Show us some legs. I'm a Sixers fan. I'm very excited about the season.
It's a, he's a Sixers fan, so we don't know who he is.
Is this okay? Hi, I'm David, and this is my cat, Henry. Henry and I are equal.
Black men in Philadelphia are nearly four times more likely than white men to foot amputation. That means it's a reason to expand. Talk to your doctor about a circulation test or contact Save Your Soul at Save Your Soul Health. Save Your Soul is a grassroots program focused on reducing amputation in black men. Call 215-771-5970 for a free circulation screening.
Your inner child. This holiday, start your gift game strong. Get great gifts under $100. Stock up on the newest tech and save up to 50% on some accessories. These deals won't last. Start shopping in-store or online. Holiday every day at Verizon.
It's Round 4. It's brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your 2023 Round 4 Toyota today. Toyota, let's go Sixers.
Show me what you got, show me what you got, I've been a man, I got the world to
hide. Yep, they in there, there's three in there. That was all that was in there. Uh-huh. They're in there, George. Well, we hate them.
Sixers putting up 37 on the Hawks to take this slim lead in the final 12 minutes. Johnson shining scoring for the home team in this fourth quarter. It's an excuse to Harris. Harris, now Springer, Reed, and Melton. Your five Sixers on the floor. Springer back to Harris. Find a shoot. Guarded closely by Matthews. Tobias, baseline, a foul. In the finish.
Man, Matthews, a tough guy to move around, especially when you're trying to back him down. Tobias did just that. Watch him here. Takes him one way, brings him back, fakes, goes back to the baseline, little step through. That is a tough, tough shot. Matthews doing everything he can. There's an easy foul call on that swipe down. Officials have a hard time not calling that.
Tobias completes the three-point play, second personal on Matthews. Tobias with 15-plus in every game so far this season. Second longest streak of his career to open the year. Tobias with 20 here tonight.
But remarkably consistent.
You mentioned the Sixers rebounding. Bogdanović, no good for three. Harris, the rebound. Sixers out rebounding off 11-6 in that 37-point third quarter. That's a big part of it.
Whenever you can limit the other team to just one shot and then you get multiple looks, that's going to bode well for you.
Anthony Melton, halfway down, it bounced back out.
Wanted that one too. He thought it was down. We all thought it was down.
It was right online. Young. On the foul on Melton. Second personal on D. Melton.
Talked about this matchup at the top of the program, the beginning of the night. DeAnthony covering Trey Young. A game up for the defender and a more than capable offensive threat.
Trey has been the majority of his tonight.
Now 9 points.
4 of 10
from the floor.
Thank you.
That's just, yeah.
That's sneaky,
Alda. It is. It's subtle. It's effective, and if the officials aren't keyed on it, that's an advantage that he made for himself that the referees allow.
Then Yaman calls you Monday.
Yeah.
He calls you on your phone. Yeah, it said at 3:30.
99-91.
On your Facebook page.
Example of it in the first half where Trey just crossed half court and kicked it to him and he was ready to shoot. That's a pretty simple, quick offense there from the Hawks.
Wellhouse Jr. rounding off, spring of the rebounds. The Anthony Melton from outside. Yes, sir!
How about the intelligence of Jaden Springer to find the hot hand out of the floor, too? Gets the offensive rebound and finds the hot DeAnthony Melton.
3-for-6 tonight. Shooting 50% from outside. Springer to Matthews. Backs up to the corner three. Off iron and Harris. Another rebound. 7-4 tonight for Tobias Harris.
How about Jaden Springer blocking out Okongwu there? Undersized, but he still put all his effort into it. Wow, what about that?
It's going to be a turnover, apparently. Okongwu. Finally coming over to help DeAnthony Melton up to Trey Young just there now.
Trey Young smiling. Ain't nothing funny about it to DeAnthony. Watch this again. DeAnthony off the rebound.
But they're shooting well. 12 down 26 from downtown as a team. That's 46% from beyond. Curry, 1-5 from three. It's a quiet night for him. What's wrong with you? In the lane. And I'm with
you. That's the right song. It is George. The Clipper game a couple nights ago. Down the stretch. Took a three and it took right into the corner there.
That's impressive that you can do that from three.
So mood killer, you know?
Yeah. I mean, going back to junior high school, I didn't do that. So jump ball. Reed and Okongwu. Victors with an 8-point lead, 9 minutes to go. In season tournament number three for the Sixers. They'll wrap up group play in the tourney Tuesday night for them. George Niang and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That one for you here on NBC Philadelphia as well. Ron Murray. Alex Johnson. Great night for Dean House. He can make 12 points for House.
That's what it was right there. He held great position. He frustrated the offensive player, but then he also bailed out the offensive player by swiping down. Again, played a verticality and straight up in the air. Watch it again right there. Yep, that's a no-brainer. You can see the official on the baseline as soon as the state arm goes down, the foul gets called.
And on top of that, delay of game violation for the volleyball serve. It was a really impressive serve. Did he even really speak good form?
Yeah, Karch Karai, Sinjin Smith.
Yeah. This is the first. Carry on saying, Mr. Mayor.
I'm going to the
Kings of the Beach, baby. Get Harris. Out to the cup. Gretchen layup. And it falls. We get 14 tonight for Dean House.
He deserved a foul call, too. There was some contact there, but nice move.
He's coming back to bring that one out. Dean House. Running end-to-end for your Sixers.
94-foot defense right there for D-House.
Here it comes again. Give it back to him. Harris, corner three, cash money for Tobias Harris. And
the
foul from Danny Wellhouse, Jr.
Look at them acknowledging one another. Teammates, though.
Unfortunately, a technical foul was issued to Patrick Beverly because the Sixers were celebrating, they were so excited for their teammates.
Oh, boy.
Not even in the game.
No, he and Rocco were standing up. We've been hollering on the bench. Understandably, because he asked us three times up and down the floor.
What am I missing here? Our teammates not allowed to score?
Yeah, really.
For the foul on Patrick.
He said he heard safe all the time.
Right there with you, Pat. You're just lifting up your teammates. Taking a look at this track down block by D-House.
Look at that. Ran 94 feet after taking a bucket. Next play. Get down the ball.
14 for D-House tonight. A block, an assist, a steal, three rebounds in 17 minutes. Which is the need of this. No Nico Batum, no Kelly Oubre Jr. right now. So what a guy stepping up. Right there with you, staying down. And a turnover, of course, because of that great defense. Look at it, staying down.
Excellent discipline defensively. That's what Murray wanted, was you to get up in the air. He is rooted into the ground. Watch it right there. Nice. Now Murray has no option left for us to give it up. Goes off a little bit offensively, leading to that turnover. Credit, Mr. Harris.
Let's go down. Keep it going, second unit. Keep it going, guys. Harris wants more. Tobias the pump fake in the bucket. Tobias Harris is feeling it in his fourth quarter here tonight.
Punch it in. Going to work, Tobias Harris.
And James Springer, the save. D-House knocks it down. He grabs it, though. He should announce it okay as he comes back into play. Even Jay hits the three, but what incredible effort on the defensive end by your Sixers.
Guys are flying all over the floor, rotating well. Have a little bit broken down defensively, and the Hawks are able to capitalize.
I'm tired of watching him right now. I'm going for it. Harris inside the arc. Off that iron. Now the heat check by Harris.
Not short, though. In the fourth quarter, your shots tend to be short. Not that one for Kobe.
Especially when it's your fourth game in 6 nights. Harris got his hand up. The Honolulu rebound. Unable to finish on the foot pad.
Fouling a Kongu on that either by Jaden Springer. He made a play for the ball, not the man.
Yeah, you can tell how tired these guys are. Great bit of work by your Sixers. They lead 109-98.
Toyota Dawn is on. Now's the time to get an exciting new Toyota. Like Camry Hybrid. RAV4. Tundra. And more.
How did you... Magic. Toyota has 20 models to choose from with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive. Shop online and get your new Toyota from your nearest Toyota dealer.
Come in today.
Toyota. Let's go places.
You've earned this, so hold it up. You always show up, no matter how small the show is. Because anyone can have a dream, but you have what it takes to chase it. You are fighters. This is your reward. The bill. Remarkable.
At Fulton Bank, we're personally invested in every community we serve. So sometimes we're big in small ways, like finding a way to get Crystal and Dan a mortgage before the baby arrives. Other times, we're small in big ways, like local decision-making and financial coaching that helps Fernando open his own shop. Fulton Bank, a community bank that's big and small in all the right ways.